Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with a 30-minute worship service known as the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and kneel with us in prayer. Follow along in the Word of God, and let's have a message, and let's worship Him. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. We are a mighty army. We are headed toward the city of God, fighting battles and winning victories. Therefore, we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He says to us that the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful ways of beginning this broadcast and encouraging you in the name of Jesus. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast service. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Hallelujah. Wonderful words of life on the radio program today. If it's convenient and possible, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. And then I hope you're telling someone else about the ministry. And if the radio time is inconvenient, tell them about our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online, hear the service anytime. And then if anyone would want to go there and make a contribution with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to set up an account, and it is a safe, secure transaction. All right, we're going to take the new Songs of Inspiration number 4. Sing along with us on a great favorite of the church, page 98. I'm in the glory land way. Worship with us. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way grows clearer. I'm in the glory land way. The gospel call today. Get in the glory land way. Wonders come home. Oh, hasten to obey. And get in the glory land. That's a great way to be in. I've heard people say, well, I'm in a bad mood, or I'm really in a good mood. There's a lot of different ways for people to be. But my favorite way to be is in the glory land way. Praise the Lord. I trust that by the time you listen to this service and worship with us for the whole 30 minutes, that you'll be in the glory land way by the time we get done. Acts 17, beginning with verse 27, is our precious promise today, that they should seek the Lord, for in him we live and move and have our being. Praise the Lord. We just cannot make it without the Lord. One songwriter says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Let's call upon him today. Let's realize even more so that we live and move and have our being in him. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your blessings upon us today. We're thankful, Lord, because we can call on you and we can seek you. And Lord, help us to realize that even today, we can't live without you. We can't move without you. We can't have our being without you. Lord, we should seek you. And we're here right now, Lord, with this great crowd of worshipers that's gathered with us. And that's what we're doing. We're seeking the Lord while he may be found. And we're calling upon you while you're near. We're praying together in Jesus' name. Lord, we're lifting our voices together. We're bringing you all of our petitions and our needs. We're bringing you all of our burdens together right now. Lord, but we're also bringing you our praise for hearing and answering our prayers. We're giving you praise, Lord, during this time also for being such a great God and a wonderful Savior. We want to thank you, Lord, more than we could ever express. We want to thank you for all you do for us. Have your way in the rest of this service. Touch each heart and life. May this be the day, Lord, when someone repents of his or her sin. May it be the day, Lord, that prayers are answered. There's some with us, Lord, that have been praying over requests for lengthy periods of time. And Lord, it seems sometimes like the heavens are brass. And it seems sometimes, Lord, like, the answer's never going to come. But Lord, help us to be reassured that you are listening and you are watching us and you are working among us. And we'll find it and we'll understand it better by and by. Use our time together today. In your name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, if you prayed with us, worship him and sing with us now. Bring all your needs to the altar. Let's do that very thing now. Bring all your needs to the Lord. He is so willing and able to help you bring all your needs to the Lord. Let's worship Him and sing it one more time now. Hallelujah. Let's bring all your needs to the altar. Let's bring all your needs to the Lord. Here's the reason why. For He is so willing and able to help you bring all your needs to the Lord. And I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. If you will, be ready to take it down. Here's one entitled, I'll Be Your Comfort. Unto this people that I have chosen, these words of hope and life I bring. Lift up your head now and seek your Maker, for I'll go with you to the end. I'll be your comfort, your consolation. I'll be your strength, your sword, your shield. I'll be your shelter when foes assail you, as you tread this battlefield. Hallelujah. I am the captain of your salvation, and I have never known defeat. So hard the battle and great the suffering, my little flock shall not retreat. I'll be your comfort, your consolation. I'll be your strength, your sword, your shield. I'll be your shelter when foes assail you, as you tread the battlefield. Sing it with us now. I'll be your comfort, your consolation. I'll be your strength, your sword, your shield. I'll be your shelter when foes assail you, as you tread this battlefield. Aren't you glad for His comfort? Sister Linda had no idea what I'm going to use for a scripture in just a little while, but it has to do with Jesus praying for the Comforter to come to us. So if you will, have your Bible open in just a little while to John chapter 14 and also John chapter 16. We will be reading from the Word of God shortly. If you enjoy the power of Pentecost, or if you have any suggestions or remarks that you would like to send to us, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. If you'd like to enclose an offering, Our broadcast is always in need. We thank you, though, for everyone that we have heard from and that we do hear from, whether it was one time or multiple times. We don't have any corporate underwriters. We don't have any sponsors. No one has agreed to pay for the broadcast. We just operate by faith. And a lot of times we have more month than we have money, but the Lord somehow or another has always brought us through. And we wonder sometimes, you know, at the very end when all the bills are paid, how did we get it done? It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ and Him blessing you and your kindness. If you would like to send a check or a money order, song request, or a prayer request, send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online, select the date, and hear the service anytime you'd like to. And then you can also click donate on the front page, contribute with your debit or credit card. It's a safe transaction. It's a free transaction. And I'm notified immediately when you do that. You don't have to set up an account. There are no strings attached. You don't have to set up a regular monthly offering. You can if you want to. And it's just yours to use as you would see fit, as the Lord would direct you. We are looking forward to hearing from you. And we get overjoyed when we go to Box 100 and there's something there from you. I'll try to give you some more of that before we leave the air. All right, right back to the new songs of inspiration number 4, I Need No Mansion Here Below. When burdens come so hard to bear that no earthly friend can share, tears drive away the smiles and leave my heart in pain. Then my Lord from heaven above speaks to me in tones of love, wipes the tears away and makes me smile again. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the cloud, not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? The sweetest song ever played upon the harps in glory land. Oh, the thought to me is sweet, that my loved ones I shall meet at the ending of the journey. I hear their voices blend in a world without an end. I won't worry when the time shall come to go. Sing it with us now. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. I go to prepare a place for you, Jesus said. When Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my new home. I'll walk and talk with him upon the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me. Soon its beauties I will see. In that city where we never shall grow old. Sing it now. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest songs ever played upon the harps in glory land. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 14. The same verse that I mentioned where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. It is in verse 3 of chapter 14. Let's drop down to verse 16. John 14, 16. He says these things, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And verse 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Dropping down to verse 26, Jesus said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Praise the Lord. And then let's go to John chapter 16. Just turn the page over to John chapter 16. And let's begin with verse 7. This is preaching right from the Word of God. These are the words of Jesus. I could not begin to preach and compare with these things. He says in verse 7, Jesus speaking here, listen to him. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the peace of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Praise the Lord. The Word of God. Let's read just a little bit more. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Praise the Lord. The Word of God for today's broadcast. You can't beat the preaching of Jesus. Did you hear what he had to say? I was just repeating him. The Holy Spirit is given to the believer so we can take a stand for and glorify the name and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. What are some things that the Holy Spirit will do? He will teach you the right way. If you follow Him, He will teach you how to love Christ. He will teach you how to live for Christ. And He will teach you how to lift up Christ. These are some things that He will do. Another thing He will do, He will tell you why you need Christ. Sinner friend, why don't you open your heart and let the Spirit of the Lord speak to you? And you may think you don't have any need to be saved, but if you listen to Him, He will teach you and tell you why you need Christ. He will show you how sinful you really are. He will show you how much of a sorry individual you really are. And He will show you how rotten and stinking you are, one writer said. He will teach you why you need Christ. I need Jesus to carry me through. He will teach you how to travel in the right direction. Most of you, all of you that are unsaved, are headed down a broad way in the wrong direction. Cletus Bowman was a Baptist preacher from Madisonville, Kentucky, and I used to listen to him on the radio many years ago, and he said this world is on a fast train going to hell, 1,000,000 miles per hour. He would say that on just about every one of his programs. This is why you need the Spirit of God to take that fast train headed to hell 1,000,000 miles an hour. He can turn that around and change the direction of that train. He can turn you loose from Satan. He can turn you from your sinful ways. And He can turn you from your self-centeredness. Do you see why we need the Holy Spirit in our lives? He will touch your life so you can touch others. He can touch you and you will have a cleansing touch. He will touch you with a changing touch. He will touch you with a correcting touch. When He touches you, things will happen in your life as things greater than anything that has ever happened up to this point. You say, preacher, that's an impossibility. I'm too far gone. No, His hand reaches farther down than you can reach up. He will reach right down to where you are today and pull you off of that fast train headed for hell 1,000,000 miles an hour. He can catch that train. He can pull you off of there and change your life. He will take your failures, turn them into victories, and into blessings. He'll teach you the Word of God as you study. He will turn your fears into faith. And He will take your talents and multiply them. He'll train you to be an effective witness. He'll pick you up and cause you to stand. He'll put the right words in your mind and in your mouth. And He'll place you in the right place at the right time. These are just a few things that the Holy Spirit will do. Well, thank you for worshiping with us. Send any cards or letters to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
No mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? We will sing.